Senior citizens can be challenging patients in an emergency setting, often with multiple medical conditions and or multiple prescriptions that complicate their situation. Well, here with me this morning to tell us all about a new service that's tailor-made for this population is Dr. James Chacho. He is an assistant professor of emergency medicine and the chief of emergency medicine at the community campus for upstate, and he's also the director of this new GEM Care, the senior emergency department at that campus. Welcome, Dr. Chacho. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So help us understand, what is this new service and what's it called?
GEM Care stands for Geriatric Emergency Medicine Care. There's a recognition nationally that the baby boomers, the largest population segment in the country, are now reaching their 60s. And the geriatric or senior population has unique needs and special medical conditions that are unique to them. We want to address those issues.
But obviously, we also have a lot of older individuals. I mean, people are living into their, 90s and even sometimes up to 100. So you have, with the aging population, there must be some special needs. What kinds of special needs are you thinking about for an emergency setting?
Well, as we age, our bodies change. Our lungs are not as strong. The livers do not get rid of medications as quickly. The kidneys do not remove the toxins as well as they used to. So the senior population needs lower doses of medications. There's a whole list of medications that can cause problems in them that we have to watch out for. The drug interactions are worse in that population. They cause falls. When we fall, we get injured, and that can cause problems.
Well, clearly in this country, there's been a real move towards geriatric medicine in general. I mean, there's the appreciation of the kinds of things that you said, the need to address the needs of this population. But why in an emergency room? I mean, why is that particular circumstance one where you'd want to be very focused on these things?
Research has shown that the senior population with chronic illnesses, whenever they're admitted to the hospital, it causes a functional decline in how they are at home. And what we want to do is we want to keep people at home as long as possible, out of the hospital, out of nursing homes, to improve their quality of care, of life, not care, I'm sorry, the quality of life, mm-hmm. as well as reduce the costs of medical care. So there's a two-pronged approach to this.
So in a way, the emergency department is not sophisticated sufficiently, for this population, the chances are greater that either they may be admitted or they may be back again in no time at all.
Absolutely. It's very easy in the emergency department to say, well, you've got pneumonia. Let me just admit you to the hospital and they'll take care of it there. It's a lot harder to coordinate with the primary care physician, to set up visiting nurses, home health aides, have the pharmacy deliver the medications at home and say, listen, we're going to send you home because to be home is a safer environment than actually being in the hospital.
So that's your mission in a sense.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
To admit those people that will truly benefit from inpatient services and to effectively implement outpatient care for those that we can take care of at home.
Will the place look different than a normal emergency room?
Well, absolutely. Patients who have mild early dementia really suffer from loud noises, sensory stimulation, and the senior ED will be quiet, will have non-skid floors, natural lighting that dims in the evening. It'll be quiet. We'll have volunteers circulating almost like a flight attendant, attending to their needs so that we don't have to then sedate them.
So if they tend to be agitated because of this change that takes place, especially in an emergency situation, you're really going to be addressing that as well.
Absolutely. Emergency departments are loud and noisy and chaotic.
And so will it look like, in other words, will there be bigger numbers on the clocks? I mean, will there be all of that kind of thing as well?
There'll be more handrails. There'll be bigger numbers on the clocks. The call bell will be color-coded so they can easily recognize, this is what I press to ask for help. Absolutely.
Very interesting. Very wonderful. So where do you plan to locate it? We mentioned it's going to be on the community campus. Tell us about that.
The emergency department presently has this large rectangular room with this huge outside window that is really underutilized at this time. It already has 8 bays for stretchers. It has its own private bathroom. And it is a simple physical plant modification to make this into the senior ED.
So that's very exciting. So is it underway and or what's the plan?
After the first of the year, the construction crew will move in. They will replace the floors with non-skid floors, sound dampening ceilings, new lighting, sound dampening curtains, curtains that when we open and close them, they're quiet, along with some of the medical upgrades, the equipment.
Very good. And so your plan is to try to open sometime in late spring of 2013?
That's correct.
Wow, that's very, very exciting. So where do you think, what's the type of patient specifically that you have in mind that you think will benefit? What type of geriatric patient will benefit from this?
Well, it's very interesting. When I first heard about this concept, I thought we're going to take care of the nursing home population. And then as I spent more time with some of the geriatricians in town and researching this, I realized that the real focus is on the healthy, independent, functioning senior that's living in the community. And what we want to do is we want to keep them at that status as long as possible and compress into the shortest period of time the time these people are in hospitals and nursing homes. And that just at the end of their life, we want to keep them out there in the community because that provides, as I said, a good quality life and low cost of medical care.
Do you think the challenge will be different with the boomers aging, as you mentioned? I mean, do you see that kind of demographic having different needs?
In 2010 census, there were, if I remember correctly, 25 or 30 million seniors
wow.
over 65, and by 2030, that number will be about 70 million.
Oh, my. Yes. So numbers alone will have an impact, but apart from the numbers, because I've always thought of the boomers, because they were the baby boomers, being like this pig and the python going through their their lives, and every point in their journey, they were the largest demographic.
Absolutely.
But apart from their sheer numbers, do you see a difference in the way people are aging today and how that might impact your delivery of care?
You mentioned earlier what we call the frail elderly, those over 85. That population group is growing at 3 times the rest of the population. And they have weak bones and weak hearts and weak lungs, and they require a tremendous amount of services to maintain their level of activity.
But the boomers, one would hope, or more of the boomers have been getting involved with more, I don't know, of a healthy lifestyle, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. These are the people that want to golf and hike and camp and still play hockey and basketball. There's over 65 basketball leagues around the country, and these people want to keep...
They're even marathon runners.
Absolutely.
In that age range.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me like it'll be a different challenge in a way, maybe an easier challenge in a way for a GEM-type care. But the whole goal of trying to keep people in the community seems to be, you know, really right thinking.
It's today in medicine. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you so much. This has been very, very informative and very exciting that you're going to be opening this coming spring. My guest has been Dr. James Chacho. He's a professor of emergency medicine, the chief of emergency medicine at the community campus, and the director of the new GEM Care Service, a senior emergency department at that campus. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this short break.